painting by Stephen Hanek depicts a dramatic bend in the Connecticut River near Northampton, Massachusetts, known as the Oxbow. It's been a popular subject for landscape painters since the early 19th century. One notable work in the Metropolitan's collection is the 1836 painting by Hudson River School painter Thomas Cole, who captured it from the same vantage point that Hanek has taken here. Although an obvious homage to Cole's iconic painting, there are a number of important differences in Hanek's contemporary version. The bridges, for example, are new additions to the landscape since the 1920s. And perhaps more importantly, Hanek has covered large areas of the rust-colored fields with inscriptions. In part, he's used writing as a kind of drawing device, filling in different areas more or less densely to suggest the rise and fall of the landscape's contours. But the artist, who has lived in the region since the 1970s, has also used the diaristic text to insert his personal history into the scene. Stephen Hanek.
I've always felt that the compositions of these vistas reminded me more of the people that from that period of time than specific topography, and the text seemed a way to celebrate those lives.
In particular, the painting celebrates Agnes and Elizabeth Mongan, who taught at Smith College and became mentors to the artist when he took art classes there.